So tell me just quickly, why did you decide the time was right to introduce the bill now?
I think there's just growing, there's a, growing clamor for privacy protection by the public. I think for the longest time we have operated with the ignorance of bliss, I guess, that nothing was going on. And recent, there have been a number of recent exposés that have made it clear that there's a lot of tracking going on. I mean, I must tell you, until I read it in, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal, and their, I know, 13-part series now, I didn't know that dictionary.com was, it's just a means by which tracking takes place. And they're using something as simple as the dictionary to get you, to be identified and then to track you. So I was pretty outraged when I read that.
Yeah. What about self-regulation? I know that a lot of the companies in Silicon Valley would prefer to just kind of do it themselves. What do you think about their efforts so far?
I think, I have a long history on the financial privacy side of this issue, and we had lots of efforts by the industry to offer up pseudo financial privacy protections in California when I was working on that legislation. And, I'm happy to see the industry kind of step up, but I'm not interested in fig leaf solutions. And I want it to be simple and straightforward and upfront for a consumer to click one button and not be tracked. I want the FTC to develop the mechanism and, the simple format so that the consumer does not have to read, 20 pages of legalese.
Right. How would you define tracking? Because there's a lot of tracking that goes on. I guess it's not as simple as the do not call, because there's tracking that maybe, people see as a problem, or, using their information in bad ways, and maybe there's tracking that is just analytics for a website or something that's not really harmful.
Well, I think tracking is much more insidious than do not call. I mean, do not call is interrupting your dinner hour. Tracking is an activity that oftentimes you don't even know is going on. They're creating a secret dossier about who you are. They are making assumptions about you, and then they're selling that information to third parties that then will market to you products or not, and then information is, transferred one source after another, and it starts to impact fundamental things like whether you can access health insurance, life insurance, what the premium you're going to pay, based on assumptions they make. The example I used in the press conference today was, I'm the chair of the refreshment committee for my church bazaar. So I'll go out and buy 15 cases of wine, charged to my credit card online. That information is then sold, thousands of different ways to thousands of different data companies. And then it's sold again. And let's say that a life insurance company that I'm now attempting to get life insurance has that information and believes I'm an alcoholic and either doesn't sell me life insurance or charges me a higher premium. Or I am now a prospective employee at a new company and they access this information and decide that I'm an alcoholic and don't want me as an employee. So it becomes insidious.
Yeah, well, I get the kind of worst case scenarios, but what about the tracking that's being done to just help you get recommendations on a site or to serve ads that are more targeted to what you want? I mean, some of those things aren't necessarily insidious or bad.
No, but that's why you should have a choice. If you're going online to, buy a new barbecue, and you can, then click to an opt-in to see other barbecues, that's fine. That's your choice. But if you're clicked onto, you know, the target site, you know you want that barbecue, and you don't want to be bothered, and you don't want to be tracked, then you get to buy that barbecue and move on.
So is there a way, but when you talk about having just one button to opt out, is that going to be simple enough? I mean, is that solution going to kind of kill things that people might not want to opt out of? Like, should there be maybe more layers to how people opt out?
Well, they'll still be able to, I mean, you're still going to have advertisers seek you to have you opt in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the question is always, the presumption is that somehow everyone's going to opt out. That's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
But it's a choice.
What do you think about the solutions that the browsers have done, like Internet Explorer by Microsoft and Firefox and Google? Do you think what they're doing is a good start?
I think it's a good start, but I think we need something uniform. I know Mozilla's, at least I've been told that Mozilla's approach is one that, you know, they're not enforcing. And so what does that mean? I mean, it's more of a fig leaf at that point.
Or it's more of a suggestion, you know,
right.
Don't track me, please.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, what it is, from my perspective, is they want to give the appearance that they're doing something when they're not.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, you know, I've been down this road with the financial institutions in California on the financial privacy law.
Yeah.
You know, a placebo isn't going to work here.
Right. What about their argument? I've heard, you know, in the discussion that I had on this, I heard from, you know, someone at Yahoo said, you know, this could possibly stifle innovation in the way we do advertising and the way we do this behavioral advertising. That's going to hurt maybe not even Yahoo, but maybe startups.
You know, I'm just not persuaded by that argument. That argument was used on the financial privacy law in California, that somehow it was going to stifle innovation with new financial products. I mean, it didn't stifle innovation. I mean, they, you know, credit default swaps were out there for many to engage in. You know, I'm just not buying it.
Yeah. How will your bill differ from the other privacy bills that are coming out? Because it seems like there's a bunch of other ones. Are you coordinating with other?
I'm hoping that we certainly will coordinate. I think they're complementary.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Rush's bill is similar, although his would be site specific. So every time you went to a site, you would have to click, as opposed to being one stop shop for purposes of opting out.
Right. So yours is a little bit more simplified. His is
mm-hmm.
more of a as you
and universal.
Yeah. How will your bill kind of dovetail with what's going on at the FTC? Because they're asking for comments now. They're going to come out with a final report. Do you feel like there's going to be, are you coordinating in some way with them?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to applaud them for their, the action they have taken. But we have to give them authority so that they can really move forward in a meaningful way in this area. They do not presently have the authority to do what we want them to do.
And so part of your bill is giving them that authority.
Exactly.
And did they ask for that? Or?
No, I mean, no. I mean, I think they obviously know they need it in order to really be effective in this area.
How long do you think it would take to implement what you're asking for in the bill?
I think the technology is already there. I think it should be, you know, as instantaneous as the, you know, Egyptian freedom.
Within 18 days.
Yeah, within 18 days.